Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lou Berberet. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Sisler. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dave Sisler. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting second. The third baseman, Ozzie Virgil. Batting third. The center fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Martin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bunning. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jim Bunning. And now, play ball. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is called out on strikes. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling strikes out. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler fires to first and picks off Keene. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a pop-up towards first. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett strikes out. There goes Malzone. The throw from Wilson to second, and Malzone is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harris moves to third. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harris scores. Maxwell moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet hits a line drive into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button strikes out. Two outs. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0 for 1 in the game. Virgil hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0 for 1 in the game. Keogh takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Keogh. The throw from Wilson and he is safe. Keogh steals second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops it up and throws to first, with Bunning covering, for the out. Keogh moves to third. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keogh scores. It's Red Sox, 1. Tigers, 1. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Malzone strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline strikes out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bunning fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0 for 1 in the game. Berberet hits a pop-up towards short. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. Button takes first base on ball 4. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 0 for 1 in the game. Bunning strikes out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bowling. The throw from Berberet and he is out, Runnels applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Keogh takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keogh moves to second. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stevens strikes out. 1 out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herm Wehmeyer now pitching. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0 for 2 in the game. Berberet hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gurnett moves to second. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Button hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0 for 2 in the game. Virgil hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keene moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Button. Keene scores. Harris moves to third. Kaline moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Maxwell hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Harris tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-2 in the game. Sisler hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Keough for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Herm Wehmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehmeyer hits a line drive into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0-for-3 in the game. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Jensen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berberet hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harris for the out. Keene moves to second. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaline hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Red Sox, 5, Tigers, 5. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus pinch hits for Don Budden. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams pinch hits for Dave Sisler. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. Bill Renna pinch hits for Marty Keogh. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Runnels hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Virgil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Klaus now playing shortstop. Jim Pearsall now playing center field. Bob Smith now pitching. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Zernial pinch hits for Hank Aguirre. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Smith, and towards Runnels, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0-for-4 in the game. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Larry now pitching. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Jensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harris moves to second. Johnny Groth pinch hits for Charlie Maxwell. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth strikes out. There goes Harris. The throw from Berberet and Harris is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Groth now playing left field. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Berberet takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brewer pinch runs for Lou Berberet. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. Brewer moves to second. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Sammy White now catching. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Martin bunts towards third. Malzone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-4 in the game. Wilson bunts towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Martin moves to second. One out. Reno Bertoia pinch hits for Frank Larry. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia takes first base on ball 4. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0-for-5 in the game. Virgil hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Runnels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Heft now pitching. Ted Lepsio pinch hits for Bob Smith. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevens for the out. 2 outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Ted Lepsio now playing second base. Murray Wall now pitching. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Keene hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Keene reaches second base with a double. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kaline strikes out. 2 outs. Tito Francona pinch hits for Johnny Groth. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.